Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through.
I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose. No.
It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in the city of Lagos, guys. And you are listening to my voice, Peter Osser, from Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm definitely feeling on top of the world, and I'm sure most of us as Nigerians, even those of us in diaspora, are feeling on top of the world. It has been a blissful and an amazing week for us. We have seen back-to-back victories, and our boys have definitely brought in the energy. We are indeed proud Nigerians. Well, guys, this is Inside the Net African Football Show, and you're listening to your favorite station, Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Remember, guys, on this show, we bring you African football at its best. And I'm not here today alone, guys. I have a beautiful, beautiful lady here with me in the studio. Her name is Roslyn Eyinke. She will be my co-presenter for today. She's into aerobics and a bit of gym in here and there. Yeah, aerobics and gymnast. She's a yoga instructor. Nice. And, well, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Peter. And it's a pleasure to be doing this with you this Saturday afternoon.
Well, it is indeed my pleasure to have you here with me in the studio. So, guys, don't go anywhere. Remember, you're still listening to the voice of Peter. And this is Inside the Net, African Football Show. We'll go on a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll dive right into the show.
Totally.
If you face me, I face you. Hold me, I hold you. Rock me, I rock you. Do me, I do. If you face me, I face you. Hold me, I hold you. Rock me, I rock you. Do me, I do you. Face me, I face you.
Alright, guys, welcome back to the show. This is Inside the Net African Football Show, and you're listening to your favorite radio station, Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. So the Super Eagles of Nigeria have qualified for the AFCON 2022 in Cameroon. So yes, I have excited people here with me in the studio. Like I said, guys, we as Nigerians are proud because it has been an amazing, amazing week. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about the qualification as a Nigerian?
Well, let me start with a scream. Yay!
Okay, that's good. That's good.
It's been a while, you know, but we're glad we qualified and we can just wait, just watch and see what our team would do for us, and we hope we clinch the win when we have to play those games.
Definitely, we are hoping our boys will bring home the cup, which is something we'll discuss more on today's show. Now, Nigeria played Benin Republic and saw of Lesotho, Osimhen and Iheanacho at the heart of it all. Speaking about Iheanacho now, he came up as the player of the month, Kelechi Iheanacho. Big congratulations to him. 3 matches, 5 goals.
Nice.
Astonishing. And just an interesting fact also, Kelechi Iheanacho is the 4th Nigerian player to have come up as the Premier League footballer of the year. Premier League player of the month now.
Oh, nice.
Just after JJ Okocha, Osaze Odenwige, and Odioi Ihalu. So our boys are We're not doing so. Yeah, we're not doing so bad. Just a quick record. Austin Okocha had his in November of 2003. Osaze Oderwege has his in September of 2010. April 2011, he also had it again.
Wow.
And February 2012, he got a round of applause for him, guys. He also came up as the player of the month for the third time. And we have our very old young star. He's not really young, but...
Odion
Ighalo. You know,
the man who has, in the spur of the moment. Exactly.
He came up as the EPL player of the month for December 2012. And now, our very own Kelechi Iheanacho in this time. Amazing one, guys. Well, not to say, we are excited for them, and we are also excited to for the Super Eagles, rather, who in Lagos saw off Lesotho 3-0. We had our boys, the likes of Victor Osimhen, Etebo, and Paul Iheanacho. Nice one. Paul Iheanacho was also our savior, so to speak, because he scored the deciding goal when we played against Benin Republic. He scored a late-minute goal, and that saw us too. It helped us, actually.
For the tournament, basically, not a game. For
the 2022 African Cup of Nations. So, guys, I have with me here already in the studio, Origa, and we will be talking about some sensitive things and discussing some issues that, like we do every Saturday, that happens in the English Premier League. Before we go away, guys, remember, you can always join us via the phone line and on WhatsApp by dialing the number +234 70 53 20 10 10. Let me take that again. +234 70 53 20 10 10. Now, before I have Origa join me here in the studio, just a little on the goal rush segment now, just a little recap to the teams that have qualified for the African Cup of Nations that we'll be holding in Cameroon. Well, obviously, we have Cameroon, our host, who have qualified. We have Senegal. We have Tunisia, Algeria, Mali, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Comoros. New guys. They are new guys. This is the first time. It's a small island in East Africa, and this is the first time that they're actually coming up. So,
big
shout out to them. Yeah, it shows that there's room for growth and there's room for improvement in every aspect of football in Africa. We have Gambia. We have Gabon. We have Egypt. We have Ghana, we have Equatorial Guinea, Zimbabwe, Morocco, Ivory Coast, Sudan, Malawi, Ethiopia, Mauritania, Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone, Cape Verde, and our very own Nigeria.
Nigeria. We're totally green, white, green proud.
Yes.
Totally proud of who we are as a nation.
Well, guys,
and we can't just wait to get into that tournament and show them what we're made of.
Definitely. So, guys, like I said, it is going to be an amazing show with Rosalind here bringing in all the energy as much as possible. We'll be going on a very quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive right into the Goal Rush with Origa. Stay tuned.
Body, no one let me go. She get the fire, but I no fit catch it go. He don't dey enter, but the old fella me yo. I no fit tell my baby, oh my cameo. Ah la la, le Friday. Tell me your basule o. Say I dey me kele o. Baby, my body, oh, my body, oh. I don't want your new name, but you know my name. My body, oh, 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 yeah, oh, body, oh, oh. I don't want your new name, but you know my name.
course I go study Get leave your body na road, I go follow go. Oh say me be pay mo to bother yo. Oh say me be pay mo to fe kono. But how come can you go for long? I'm getting tired, but I won't give up. No no. How come can you go for long? I'm getting tired, but I won't give up. No no. Baby, my body oh, my body oh. I don't want your new neighbor, no, no, no. My body, oh, 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 yeah, go body, oh, oh. I don't want your new neighbor, no, no, no.
One, two, let's go.
Alright guys, welcome back to the show. This is still the voice of Peter Osse, and you are still listening to Inside the Net African Football Show on your favorite radio station, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. So guys, I have with me Origa here in the studio. Origa, welcome to today's show. Pleasant to have you here.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, and good afternoon to all our listeners all over the world.
Yes.
It's a pleasure being with you this afternoon.
Yes, Origa, amazing, amazing to have you here with me today once again. Origa, we are all excited as Nigerians. Our boys have definitely done us proud this week. What do you think? Hello, Origa.
I can't hear you clearly. Yeah, I said
our boys. We are proud Nigerians because our boys have done us proud this week.
Yes, yes, that was a fantastic and more than expectation, and it was glorious, and I lived back in Lagos and everything was being fine.
Was it beyond your expectation? Did you expect more or did you expect less than what you saw?
Yeah, I was expecting more, but more? At least, you
okay.
know, when you have enough.
How many goals do you mean, were you looking at now, and in which of the particular matches were you expecting more?
Are you talking in terms of the Super Eagles?
The Super Eagles of Nigeria.
Yes, we had a very good result, though we are expecting more. For instance, the match in Lagos is a dead rubber match. We are expecting General to have filled at least maybe two of the home base players, or probably some of the players he hasn't played so far in the recent time. But unfortunately, like I say, General is the kind of a man that he doesn't change his attitude, he doesn't change his mood of doing things. And most important thing for him, just like he got the maximum 3 points, and he believes he is looking forward for the next World Cup qualifying, which is he said, he is not willing to bring in more players into the national team. Like, this is the boys he has already, and these are the boys he wants to use to execute the World Cup qualifying matches. So he believes he's staying holding on to them, just like making them to unite in playing together, and that's the best he could get for himself. And well, as far as he's getting results, that's all we needed.
Exactly.
Get results for us. That's all we needed. We don't care even if he got it by half goal or more a quarter of a goal. All we need is just a result, and we want a development among our league.
Because in the real sense of it, what really matters is the 3 points. Let's be honest, Origa.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
Exactly. So, what was the highlight for you? What was your major? What was your wow moment for you this week? Which of the matches?
The wow moment. Which of the goals? Is about Onuachi. You see, this guy. Everybody has been clamoring for his call to the national team.
Exactly.
Everybody has been calling for his name to be on the first 11.
Yes.
But Gennaro has been the kind of a person he is. I don't know the reason why he kept neglecting the guy and giving him a partial chance. And the guy came in at both matches within 15 to 12 minutes and he proved himself. And I believe most guys that have been clamoring for...
Exceptional
goals. Most people that have been clamoring for his call into the national team, they are justified. And they were happy. And just like myself, I was very happy. And the another thing I was very happy about was the introduction of Onayo Iweala. He brought the guy in the first match against Benin, and also brought him against Lesotho. And the guy performed very well, even though there was a particular time he was supposed to have given a pull out to Osimhen and Onuachi inside the box, where Osimhen was not happy. But the guy proved his confidence. he proved his word. That look, you are wearing the Nigerian shirt. I am wearing the Nigerian shirt. And on the second match, he won the number 10 shirt of JJ Okocha,
yes.
And which is an exact moment that this boy has a confidence.
He has what he has
a boldness. He has what it takes. And these are the kind of boys that we need. You see, if you look at the match against Republic of Benin, it was when he brought in this guy, Anayo. You see, the
game changed. It opened up.
He wants to give more because he wants to die more. He wants because this is an opposite. That's one of the things you talk about in football. You give boys who have the desire, who wants to go a longer length. Not most of the time, it's not necessarily being because of this. This professional player, they have seen it all. There is nothing they want to gain anymore. But when you bring these new boys who have the desire, they want to make name for themselves, and that's exactly what you see in that boy called Onaya Uwala. And that's the reason I'm just like, look, bring in more, get at least maybe 30% of the chances for home based player. They want to die. They want to get their names for themselves, and that's the best you could do. Although, like we said, getting results is the most important thing. But I tell you, the moment I was really excited for was the issue about Onuachu and Onayo, and that is exactly. And seeing football in Lagos, Spigos playing Lagos, is an exciting thing that everybody wants to see, and they got it, and they are calling for more, and more is coming to Lagos.
And definitely, they brought the energy, and they came with
yes, they
the
brought
goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one question before we move into the home base league. Now, which of them was your best goal? Which goal happened to be your best goal between the matches?
Just like as a fan of Onuachu, I saw the exact goal.
Which of them? You know, he scored two goals.
No, the one he scored against him. The one he scored in Lagos.
Okay.
No, he's a typical Rashidi.
Yes, one touch and boom, it was
in. Yeah, he scored it and he blasted the ball inside the net. Look, if the net goes, yeah, let it. That's exactly what we know him for. And he brought us the memory of the goal king, late Rashidi Yekini.
Oh.
So that was my exact goal of the tournament.
All right. I guess I also enjoyed that also. So, Eruga, let's quickly move down to our home base league. We saw on Sunday, Akwa United saw three goals to nil.
Demolished Lobi.
It was a sad one for Lobi Stars, but I wasn't surprised, so to speak. Rivers United showing that they are not all shine and no goals and no points. They saw Sunshine Stars one goal to nil. Plessis United also saw Enugu Rangers two goals to one.
Yeah, 2-1.
Nasarawa United, Abia Warriors had a lot of goals.
Yeah. I said it.
Eight goals in total.
It was a thriller.
It was an interesting one.
Yeah, very interesting one. And even the results, people couldn't believe it because at a particular time it was two goals on each side, and suddenly we begin to see the rain of goals, and that was how it ended. 5-3. Mm-hmm. That was a big one for our league, and that was a big one for Nasarawa United.
Yes, Katsina United lost to Kwara United at home.
Adawa
United drew. To Wiki Torres.
0-0 to Wiki Torres, yeah.
And Kano Pillars saw off Heartland 2-1.
Heartland, yeah.
Warri
yeah.
Wolves in Fayumba. You know, you talked about this match last week.
Yes.
And I think you favored it for the Warri Wolves, and they did justice to that, so to speak.
Yeah, they will definitely, because I said it was a 50-50 chance for each of them, and I believe Warri Wolves took advantage because they just sacked their coach, and everybody was just like, okay, why have you sacked your coach? And they need to justify the reason
exactly.
why they sacked their coach. And even before that match, I think they went to one of the away and they got against Wiki, they got a point also on that route, and they came back to come and get the maximum 3 points. So we are going to see how it's going to look like for them playing against Kano Pillar tomorrow.
Okay, so Jigawa Golden Stars played MFM.
It wasn't a good result for MFM. It was bad for them because, I mean, I wasn't expecting them to lose such a match. And that is how it ended. And Enugu also lost. Enugu also won by one goal.
I'm sure you were not surprised by that.
No, I wasn't surprised, but I was only surprised with the goal margin. Although Enugu has been scoring one goal or one or two goals in the league so far. But the most important thing for them is just to get the maximum 3 points, and that is what they are doing as an interval of maybe two or three matches. They got the maximum 3 points, maybe 6 out of 9 or maybe 7 out of 9. It wasn't a bad result for them, and they are doing fantastic well. All it matters for them is just to get them their ass together and to calculate what in the needed and to make sure that they get on the top of the log.
Okay, so Origa, we're moving into the week, the matches rather for this week. Any particular one you are looking forward to?
Yeah, this afternoon there's going to be Sunshine against Aqua United. You know, I really pity Sunshine. They have played they have played 10 matches so far, and they have never gotten a win. And they are in a crisis. During the week, they have a placard and a protest by the player to the governor's house, protesting about a nine to eight month. I mean, salary which has not been paid. You know, initially we talk about these teams. You see, when they talk to them, when journalists talk to them, they ask them a typical question about what is happening to them. They will keep lying. They say, okay, they have done this. They will collide with the man, with the administrator of that team, and say this and this. And later on, they will come back and say, look, these are they will say the otherwise. You see, the other time they say they have paid their salary. Now they are coming back to tell us that they have not paid their nine months. Salary, which is very bad.
So
for me, I think it was advantage for Aqua United. Aqua United, they flew from Aqua to Lagos on the match against MFM. They got maximum 3 points. Now they flew to Lagos again to get the maximum. I mean, it was a Father Christmas zone for them at Adeleke Stadium. So definitely, you know, so they have no chance. You see, these are the opportunity you get to get at the necessary point.
Yes.
You go on the way and you pick maximum three points at the Adeleke Stadium. It wasn't any bad. For me, the worst Sunshine, although we cannot override, I mean, set aside Sunshine because of their performance, because having played 10 matches without a win, it's a disaster, even for the record of the coach. So definitely they want to do something. It wasn't an impossible task for them to pick a maximum 3 points against that quality. They can shock most of the journalists today this afternoon. But notwithstanding, I believe Aqua will go all out because they are having 32 points and they are third on the logs. And it's an opportunity, a 1 point difference between them and the first and second position on the log. So definitely a win for them this afternoon will push them ahead. Even before tomorrow's match, they will be top in the league. So definitely they will go all out and get the maximum. The worst that could happen is a draw, but I don't see a draw coming up. Although it's possible for Sunshine to pick a point, but it's not likely looking in their favor. I think it's looking in the favor of Aqua United.
Well, we have to wait till later today when they play that match to find out what will happen. Thanks, Origa, for being on the show once again. We hope to see you next week.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So please, guys, stay tuned. This is still your favorite station, Inside the Net, Africa.
I just want to love you. Go tell all your friends I love them too. I look nice, but I'm not so good. I got something I just wanna prove. Can you get yourself inside my room? Let me take you up.
Take you up.
Let me take you down.
Lay you down.
Let me show you up.
Show you up.
Let me turn you on.
Turn you up.
Let me show you some good. Lo 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 lo. Lo 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 lo. Let me show you good. Lo 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 lo. Lo 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 lo.
Let me show you.
Welcome back, guys. If you are just joining us, this is still Inside the Net African Football Show on Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. So, guys, we have lots and lots of social media comments that have been coming in all through the week. Roselyn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And myself and the amazing Roselyn here will be going over some of them. The big question on social media this week has been, can Nigeria win African Cup of Nations in Cameroon 2022?
I feel we can. I feel we can from what we've been able to show and prove to the nation.
Yeah, this week.
During the qualifier. And I just hope that the boys can keep up the energy and not do what we used to do in the past when we start to do the permutations.
Yeah.
We don't want the permutations. We want the real game.
Mm.
And the real game is what you've brought in to play. Let them keep up the energy. And I can bet you we would definitely be going all the way to the finals.
Well, I'm sure lots of Nigerians both here and in diaspora are rooting for Nigeria. And we are hoping that there are less permutations, more consistency, more goals. So we'll be going quickly into the comment session. We have some comments here. I'll start with that from Amusi Tony. You know, he says, "I'm waiting to see the team that will beat Nigeria." So this is
it's a confident.
This is a confident Nigerian.
Yes,
he's a proud Nigerian.
No, because over time, you know what it is. When you bring forth results that you can beat your chest and say they worked for it,
yeah, exactly.
There and then, you're able to say this team has proven you wrong. I mean, over the years, we've always had our fears when we had to play qualifiers. We start with the permutations, but over time, in the last 2-3 games, I believe the Nigerian team has shown that we are ready. We want to come back to the glory days of the 94s and all. Can we go back there?
Oh, yes.
I just want us to get down there.
You know, just when you say it now, I feel this sudden joy. And I just feel that glory from 94. And I'm sure the likes of JJ Okocha, the likes of Rashidi Yekini that made history back then, they would also be pushing for our boys to come back to that line of glory.
Yes, we have to. We just have to.
All right, let's quickly take this from Beckhoft. He says, "I pray Nigeria wins in Cameroon. It will be a dream come through for me. Those statistics show Nigeria has never won an AFCON competition when Cameroon participated." Well, man, this is some deep statistics. I would like to also look into them, and wow, it is actually interesting. Well, I'm sure we'll definitely break the jinx this time.
No, we should. No one is jinxing us this time around. And if they decide to, we're up to the task.
Oh, man. I love your confidence. I love your confidence, Rosalind. So Bryce Ulisa is saying Nigeria is among the favorites. Well, very simple and short. Ayeri says, why not? Nigeria must and should win the trophy next year. I believe so. Folari Shaw is saying, yes, we can. With God on us, definitely. Nigeria is one team that brings the
God factor,
this glorious God factor. You see, when we play, I had some time ago on the show, we had the leader of the fan Nigerian fan league, and you know, he expressed and brought back those glorious days, and he made us understand that the inspiration for some of the songs that we sing now, they came from in his own above, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know, songs are like "When Nigeria,"
just inspirational for the moment.
And I'm sure with God on our side, we definitely would go all the way. So quickly, Paul Eke says, "No way, our coaches are mentally below par." Oof. Well, that is something. Well, Roja has his, like we all know, he's a stand man.
Everyone has got their shortcomings, but at the same time, in as much as the team stay together, so the essence of the team and the power of the team is in the cohesion of that team.
Exactly.
So if they stay together, they would definitely be able to pull through, regardless of what the coach does or not.
Sure. Ido Biola says, we can win if the right players go to the competition.
See, I just said it.
Exactly, exactly. If we have the right players and they are playing, they understand themselves, and they have the right and positive energy, definitely they believe they can do anything on the pitch. Felix here says, yes, we can, but we have to pray that we don't meet the likes of Algeria, Ivory Coast, and Morocco in the semifinals. Oof. Why are we scared? I mean, we should go with the energy that whoever we meet, you know, no matter what happens, we should be up to the task.
Now, what I would say to the boys is always put your best foot forward.
Oh my
no gosh. Game is for the underdogs. Every game is for the top dogs. So treat them like the top dogs. And when you treat a team as a top dog, you give your 101%.
So, guys, you are hearing it. Just some little coaching prep from Rosalind. So, very quickly, Rosalind will be giving us a little club history for this segment of our show. Today, we'll be having or we'll focus on Kel Kamani Warriors of Maiduguri in Borno State. And the beautiful Rosalind would say a little thing about this team.
All right, people. So here we're talking about El Kanemi Warriors Football Club. And this is a football team that was founded in 1986 and based in Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. They play at El Kanemi Stadium with a capacity of 10,000 spectators. Wow. El Kanemi ended their 2005 season in the lower half of the Nigerian Premier League and got relegated to the National League Division in 2007.
Interesting.
In 2012, the club bounced back to top level. Presently, Zana Mohammed Mala is the club chairman, while Baba Ganaru is the team manager. I mean, that's just so lovely to know that El Kanemi Warriors have been on for over 30-something years, since 1986. Wow, that's really, really wonderful to know. And I hope now you know this about El Kanemi. Let's give it up.
Okay, guys. So not only is Rosalind an amazing yoga stretcher, she also delivers and tells us amazing things about football. We'll be going on a very quick commercial break. And when we come back, just stay with us. Stay tuned with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Classic. Walked in when I was a new youngin. Charlie, you were trying to run on me. I've been going on my own. I've been doing things unknown. It's a day one, you running right back. Say the drama, you running off track. It's a one life, you tell me one life. One time, you tell me one time. Open your eyes, baby. Can you be wise, cause I'm a pride, baby. I'm on the way, I'm on the run, baby. Leave me alone, take it by now. I put you on it. Say you want chance to hold it on me. I feel I hold it back. Don't you ride around, take it my way. So tell me what you need from me now. I'm not what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages now. Said, tell me what you need from me now. I'm not what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages, no, no. No more damages. Back then when I was a baby girl, I was yours and you were my world. Tell me what you wanna do for me now. Take you down and I will hold you to run my race. Cause you run it right there. Run my race, cause you take it right there. I've been down, I've been running right there.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back to the show. You are still listening to Inside the Net African Football Show on your favorite radio station, Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Yes, we are in the segment that we all wait for, drum roll. We have our nice one, Rosalie. We have our man of the game. And on today's show, we'll be having an interesting personality. Well, let me just give you guys a brief history of Mr. Waheed. He's here with us, Mr. Waheed Akoni. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the studio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome,
good afternoon,
sir.
Guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing amazing,
well,
sir.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you in the studio today with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. No problem.
Okay, so guys, let me just give you a quick history. He's not your average ex-international.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's ambitious and he definitely likes to make things happen. Research calls him the man who can go and would be wrong. You know,
that's so precise.
Those are huge words, you know. he has become a household name after winning the bronze for Nigerian Flying Eagles team in 1985, the FIFA Youth Championship in Soviet USSR. So I'm sure you have some memories of that.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Thanks for the introduction. Anyway, okay. It's always nice to have people remember what we did.
All right.
Growing up, doing stuff for Nigeria was very always nice. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So he has also played for Lagos Youth Club, NACO FC in 1980, Kodah FC in 1981 to 1982. And all of this prepped him for the bigger challenges with the professional clubs when he played for the likes of NEPA in 83, 85, and
sure.
the Flash Flamingos, 85, 86.
Yeah.
Yes. So let me put the ball in your court, and maybe you could just tell us how a little about how you felt when your team won the bronze medal at USS Arrow, the Soviet Union.
Well, it was not just winning the bronze medal at the USSR 1985. It was about, you know, preparations and the things you go through, you know, playing ball at a young age, playing what they call street football those days, and then, you know, you get spotted by somebody interested in you, and then you get introduced to bigger teams. And of course, that was the foundation of, you know, playing for Nigeria back in those days. It wasn't just, you know, winning the bronze medal that, you know, that you remember, you know, the way you got playing for Nigeria those days. You know. It was actually interesting, very nice. It was very nice, you know. Growing up that way in Sule. I actually was born in Sule.
Oh.
And I grew up playing, yes, you know. Grew up, you know, playing football around Sule, you know, Shifa, Juelega area, and what have
you.
I didn't know exactly, you know. You got popular a little bit, and then somebody noticed you, you know, invited you to come and represent the country. And then you just go there, compete with the guys around you then. And then, you know, luckily you were choosing, you know, because those days you see a lot of players, good players around you. And then you wonder why some of them are being dropped, and then you are being chosen. And so it was just lucky that, you know, you were choosing to play for Nigeria those days, you know. And that was the story, you know. I mean, the rest was history, you know, playing for Flying Eagles, playing for the Green Eagles those days. And then, you know, of course, you know, enjoying yourself, you know.
Wow. So what was the preparation like for the tournament? I mean, it was a big game. You guys had to go through a lot of drills. Just run us through.
Because I remember we had the African qualifiers. You know, we had about four or five games.
Yeah.
You know, there was one particular game against Cameroon. We lost 3-1 in Yaoundé. And then we had to come back home, and then, you know, we won the game 5-1.
Yeah.
I remember that game particularly because we would not have qualified for Central Africa in that championship. So that was one of the games everybody remembers. You know, 3-1 down in Yaoundé, and then came back to Lagos, and then we beat them 5-1.
Wow, wow.
Yes.
That's precision.
Yeah. Yes, it was very.
Sai, you belong to the generation of Nigerian footballers whom, you know, now you're talking about how you played in the streets of Surulere. You belong to the generation of Nigerian footballers whom were touched and who were helped by grassroots football. It had a huge impact, like you said, on you as a person and where you are right now. How would you assess the level of grassroots football today in Nigeria?
Well, to be honest, you, things have changed. Back in those days, like I said earlier, you know, the primary school football, secondary school football, and then street football. I was all over the place. I was not very organized, but just talent.
Yeah.
There was no money involved, really. Again, like I said, things have changed now. Grassroots is gone haywire. You know, they're not coaching the boys well. Everyone's just looking for a way to make money out of grassroots. And that's exactly what killed grassroots football in Nigeria particularly, you know. I mean, you can always look back and say, wow, I wish those days can be brought back now, whereby you can play football for just playing football, not playing football because you want to make money.
Exactly.
You know, leaders those days, they were passionate. You know, the coaches were passionate. The boys around were passionate. You know, the system was also very good in place, you know, because if you had not played grassroots football, there is no way your son would have, you know, spotted you. There was no way coaches like Paul Hamilton, so rest in peace, Coach Laluko, you know, a lot of coaches then, to make sure, would have spotted you. You know, they spotted you playing grassroots football, but nowadays, things have actually changed. A lot of things have changed. So it's just for us to go back to drawing board. That's my belief.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. So so flooding up from the last question and your answers, if you had to assess the league today and compared to your time, what would you say?
You know, a lot of people ask you the same question, you know. Again, you know, the answer is just very simple, you know. The leaders, the people organizing the league now, the people in charge, you know, you have to have passion for this game. You know, everybody wants to make money, like I said. You know, passion is gone out of Nigerian league. Let me tell you, let me be honest with you, right? I was born in Suleri.
Yes.
And each time I went to play for NEPA FC back in those days, you see a lot of people follow me from house, from neighborhood, come to the stadium. The same thing happened when you play for national team, you know. People will follow you. Your neighborhood guys will follow you because they know you and they know what you want to do on the field. And the support was always there. But nowadays, to be honest with you, you don't even know the boys, the players in the local league. You can't even mention 1, 2, 3, 4 names. Because the people in the neighborhood are not watching the game no more.
Yeah.
You know, your neighbor, your friends must watch the game. They must come to the stadium. They must know your ability, that this is what Wydee will do, this is what Erin will do, this is what San Francisco will do. But that has gone out of the way, and now the league is just like, I think it's average for, as far as I'm concerned, you know, NPFL, the Nationwide League, just average players there. People are not in, they are not, you know, committed, they are not real, they don't want to play the game, they just want to play the game because they want to make money. And that's why you cannot compare those days league with nowadays league. You know, I'm telling you, I'll give you an example. If you want to watch stationary stores in those days play against NEPA FC in Lagos, you have to be at the stadium by 12 o'clock. Once it's 1 o'clock, there's no way for you to enter the stadium no more. Yeah. I mean, go and watch football at Onikon or, excuse me, I think the stadium nowadays. You get there at 5 o'clock, you still get entrance to the stadium. That shows, I mean, come on, the game has gone down.
We need to go back to local boys.
We need to develop our local boys. We need to become popular again. The boys in the neighborhood, the teams in the neighborhood, they must select, they must choose players around so that they become popular, and by so doing, the league can also rise as well.
Okay, but is there anything we can do? Because you just said something. Right now, most people have taken passion and they've replaced it with money. So how do we marry this to ensure that local football gets the interest? Because, you know, we already have young ones who are already on the fast track. Everybody wants to get to the top level. So how do we marry this to ensure that we can come back to the glory days of your time and we start to have football the way football should be in Nigeria?
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. You know, sports has been done and it's been played by young guys. I remember back in those days, we were in schools playing for clubs. We were in schools playing for the national team. I remember I played for Nigeria in 1986 when I was just about 20 or 21. Okay? I mean, and that's what we need to start first. We need to go back and get young boys back into sports. That means we must go back to school sports. So once we can do that, and then commitment starts from there, because they know they're young, they know they're building a career out of sports, then they will become popular. And of course, the different side of football or sports generally has changed. You know, we need to get back our sports on TV. So if you can get sports back on TV, nowadays, everybody goes and watch ETA, they go and watch the Bundesliga, they go and watch French League. I mean, where do you watch Nigerian sports? Nowhere. So the administrators must go back. They must understand the game has changed. You know, the commitment thing on one side, and then the business side must also come in.
True.
You must bring back TV. You must bring back crowd to the stadium. And that's where we need to change. That's where we need to bring people that actually understand how this thing is going wrong.
Speaking from the angle of bringing back crowd and families and neighbors to the stadium, you're from a footballing family. What would you say was the role of your family in terms of aiding your football career?
Well, you know, the answer is that when we were playing, there was nobody knew exactly what you become, you know. It was just a chance they were taking that, you know, just allow you go play football. And then, you know, you go out there, you know, amongst the lot, when you were choosing, then you become popular. And then you choose a career out of that, you know. I can always give you an example now. There's a team called Vandresa FC. You know, that team, I've seen their play, I've been around their environment when they're playing their home games at the Reggae Stadium. That's the kind of environment you want to be at. That's the kind of environment where people can bring in their families to come and watch games. They set it up properly. Securities are well coordinated.
Yeah.
You know, the stadium is well branded. You know, a lot of things happen there when you go, music, entertainment. Because these are the things that can bring people back to the stadium. You know, you go to the stadium halftime, you have good entertainment, you have good networking amongst people at the stadium. And then until we start to do those things, you know.
Because the passion is always there,
Yes, of course, like I said, I mean, 200 million people in Nigeria, trust me, minimum 100 million people play football in Nigeria. It means we have passion for the game. It's just the way we have to bring back the crowd and then do the right thing. So my advice would be, you know, we need to put right people in the right places. People that have passion for it, and they can also go, you know, in the study and bring back the different side of football sports in general in Nigeria.
All right.
Okay, so it's interesting to know that you earned a bachelor's and master's degree in engineering. So my question to you
is,
would you say education after football has given you the opportunity to manage your retirement better? And if yes, why do you think so? And if no, what are your reasons? Because, you know, it could fall on both sides. Some people would say education doesn't really come to play with talents. The talents are more, it's more better of over education. So what would you say to this?
Well, there's no game saying, there's nothing you can say that will compare, you know, playing football or doing sports and education. That was what I did. That was a little bit, some of us did it and it came out very well. So the point I'm making is that will prepare you for retirement, whatever you do. And some of the other things you can be combined together. It's not that difficult. It can be combined. It's just that we need to start early. You know, I went to Sunday Baptist School, was playing football on the street, left there, went to Amadia College, and Oslan College, still playing football, left there, went to the College of Tech, was still playing football, left there, then went to our university in BC. So what I'm saying is this, your passion drives you to do both, which is very key. And that has actually helped me personally. And that's the honest truth. So what we campaign for now, what we preach now, is that you should do sports and then do education as well. You don't have to be an A student. You can you have to be an A student, trust me. You know, I can mention names. I don't care. I mentioned Maka, Sheikh Modet Dami, Sheikh Yolof in Jano, myself. There are people who don't care about Dr. Sewolade. So it can be done, and it's quite easy. It's not difficult. It's just that we have to set the ground rolling. We have to have those boys, you know, mentor them and let them know that this can be done, rather than just pick on football. Because, I mean, the longest you can have as a football career is maybe 10 or 15 years. And after that, what happens? You know, so that's the reason why the preaching is football and education, sports and education. It can be done. Yes, it must be done.
So, sir, speaking on mentorship now, who would you say were your mentors? Just a couple of them that you really, really looked up to and that they kind of geared you on the right path.
Well, you know, those days, everybody knew it. You know, you watch national team, you go to national team, by there. You see the likes of Shebondega, you see the likes of Amasi Amer, Amasi Maka, you see the likes of Sewolade, and you know, Kesima, you know, Sivano Sofala, you know, the likes of those kind, those players. You see the way they grew up and, you know, the passion they have for the game, and then, of course, how they turn out to be as well.
Yeah.
So those were the guys that we were looking up to those days, you know. Even the ones that didn't go to school, because, you know, it's not just football. It's not when you go to school, they know that you behave properly. You know, once you can develop the habit of behaving yourself properly, imagine Mudala Wow. He didn't go to school, but he came out very well. He was the first ambassador Nigeria had when it comes to football. So what I'm saying in this is that these were role models that we looked onto when they were coming in or growing up, and they all came out very well.
Wow. It has been my pleasure,
pleasure
having you here with us in the studio. You know,
Thank you. Going back memory lanes.
We really look forward to hearing from you once again. So, guys, an ex-international, Mr. Waheed Akanni. We'll be going on a very quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about Roslyn and aerobics.
So, give me that.
Give me that.
I like that.
I like that.
Give me that.
If you give me that.
Girl, I want you touch,
I'm ready to be
fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 o
love the way you work it, the way you twist the body and the way you wind it. It's kinda dirty, dirty. Girl, I want you touch, I'm ready to be bumped. Yeah, you too much, much. So tell me why you no go rush, rush. Your body is so tempting to touch, touch. Girl, I want touch, I'm ready to be bumped. Girl, you too hot, hot. Me see you anytime you want touch, touch. My friends, they must send me to rush, rush. I'm sorry, baby girl, I can't stop, stop. You're too much, much, I'm too hot, hot. Me see you anytime you want touch, touch. My friends, they must send me to rush, rush. I'm sorry, baby girl, I can't stop, stop. Girl, you're too much, she's on fire, hey. She know they tired, hey.
Girl, I want touch, I'm ready to be done.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the studio. guys, it is an amazing time here in the studio. We're having fun, and I'm sure you are also having fun listening to Mr. Waheed Akani and just African football as a whole. I mean, football is passion. Football is energy, and he's saying now that we can bring back this energy to our local leagues. We can make our local leagues great again. Yeah. I mean, he gave some instances of a setup that it's in Germany also, and we can do this at home. We can do this in our neighborhood. Support football, and it's not just about the money. The passion has to be there, the love for it, the joy. And we also as a country have to learn how to fine-tune ourselves to adapt. How do we get the audience? How do we make people keep listening? Well, guys, you are still listening to the voice of Peter Usser, your favorite host, your favorite super striker, and I still have with me the amazing Roslyn in the studio. Roslyn, shout out to them. Shout out to
Yay,
them.
Hello,
okay,
hello,
okay.
Hello.
Guys, this is still Inside the Net African Football Show, and you are listening to your favorite radio station, Spirit of Nigeria, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. You can join the conversation via the phone lines by dialing or calling us on WhatsApp. +234 70 53 20 10 10. So, guys, you might be wondering why the amazing Roslyn is here with me. Well, she's about to enlighten us on the impact of aerobics in football. Roslyn, the ball is now in your court. Please play.
All right. Hi, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you all. And today we're going to be speaking about stretching and the essence why we have to stretch as sports individuals, as humans, because first, before we become sports individuals, we're humans. So why do we stretch? Stretching is just an act of helping the muscles lengthen and priming the body for movement. So we have two different kinds of stretches that we do even just before we do any form of exercise, and that's what we call the dynamic stretch. And the dynamic stretch is what we see when footballers do the huddles, the run or ankle sprints, the short burst of energy, the hip circles. Yeah. And these stretches, what do they do for them? As the prime, the body for movement, they open up the hips. Because for a footballer, we realize that they use more of the lower body in doing the work.
Yeah.
So from the hip down to the glutes, the legs, how do we stretch opening up the quadriceps? That's the front leg muscle. Before you say I'm speaking so much
terminology, I almost got lost, but you know.
So the hamstrings, the back leg muscle, and now why is it important that they stretch? They stretch to ensure that they prevent any form of injury. So just before you start, a football workout, what are your football drills? Do you do the drills, or you just feel you can get on the field of play and enjoy a game of football?
Like we always do, you know, just carry on, just start playing.
And when you get home, you're screaming, "Ah, my leg! I need ice! I need..." No. Let's start a work to ensure that we put in this practice, that we warm up even before the games. And now that is for the dynamic stretches. So dynamic stretches is when you're moving, you're putting movement to the stretch, and then you get your pulse raises when you have to do the short burst of sprints that takes you. Because football determines that you have to run from one point, do a break.
For 90 minutes.
And it's a whole lot. 90 minutes.
Exactly.
Now, if your hamstrings are tight, your quadriceps are tight, that might become a problem. And also, you know, guys, sorry to say, but most times, even for the ladies, the groin injury. Most times, why people have the groin injury is because they do not even stretch the hip area enough. And
every time they have to go through the short burst and break, the groin takes a whole lot of that impact. So it's really nice for us to start to put and incorporate this every time we have to do any football drill. And even into daily lives, we need to put stretches into play. And now, why do we do the static? So you'd see footballers at the end of the game, even when...
Sorry, before you... You know, because the major... You see, a lot of footballers have issues, hamstring injuries. Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned a lot about the hamstring and all. So just give us a little dynamics to how one can actually prevent a lot of things. Because I've had a hamstring injury some time ago. So what could I have done that would have prevented that from happening?
Okay, so just before the start of the game, what were the drills you did? Did you do, did you open up, like, you know how when you have to do walk a yard, even if it's 50 meters, I'm sure you see footballers where you kick your leg forward and you try to touch. What that does is opening up the hamstring. So even if your hamstrings are tight, you notice you're not able to kick straight. You might just have your knees bent. But you see, the more you do that, you bring mobility into it and you're able to take the legs straight. So that's one form of exercise. Okay. Even running on the spot. You know, even to run on the spot, you need your hamstrings, you need your quads. If it's tight, you notice even from the get-go when you start to run,
it's quite difficult.
That it's difficult. So these are little things that you start to do. And also the side lunges, so where you have to sit into your hip. Now, when you sit into your hip, it goes into your groin and at the same time it goes to your hamstring. So that's where when you're standing tall, you have to lean onto one side and you have the other leg straight. You notice that goes into the groin and also into your hamstring. So what you would have done to prevent that was to ensure that your body was totally primed for the movement you're about to do. So it's not just getting on field. Yes, you're strong. You know, there's a difference between strong and muscles having that fluidity to carry you through the 90 minutes. So it's always said, to prevent injury, do the best thing, which is, doing your warm-ups.
Your warm-ups. Very, very, very important. And, you know, and I feel like, especially here, sometimes in Nigeria, we always skip the warm-up. I remember so many times in trainings, I would come late for warm-up, and my coach would be furious with me. I never really understood the importance until, you know, proper research and you telling me now. Well, It is obvious that we have so much to learn from you, Roslyn. But like every time I'm here with you guys, well, sometimes we are short of time and we have to go.
Yes, it's so sad.
We have to go. But definitely, Roslyn, you'll be joining us sometime again?
Yes, we definitely will be talking about this. It's an ongoing discussion. We are not going to stop.
Okay.
So just stay tuned. And whatsoever you would like, questions you would like to ask, please feel free to send it to us and also on WhatsApp. And, I mean, if you want to send me a message to know more, you can reach me on Instagram at Tush Elo, and that is TushElOho. I'll go again at Tush Elo, TushElOho. I would love to answer your questions.
Okay. So I'll definitely be sending you a message on Instagram.
I wait for that.
All right, guys. So it was an amazing time today in the studio. I had so much fun with Roslyn, with my director, my production supervisor now, Mr. Erinor. Shout out to him also, and to my favorite SOJ, the man behind the wheels. Yes, shout out to him also. I had so much fun, and please, guys, remember, same time, same station next week.
Do not
be late
at all.
This is Inside the Net African Football Show,
Spirit of Nigeria Radio,
bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We love you. Stay tuned.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.